Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in today. We have got the Justice family up. They're going to be singing a song entitled, I'll Be Your God.
God, from the beginning of the dust of the ground, I breathe the very breath of life into your living soul. Every morning my compassions and my mercies are new. If you'll be my people,
appreciate that good number by the Justice family. And I've got a good friend here with me. His name is Pastor Bobby Smith, and we appreciate him being with us today on the broadcast. And he's going to tell a little bit about himself and about his church and about what God's doing. But we are still here currently at the Elmira Baptist Youth Camp here in Fayette County with Pastor Jeremy Raby doing youth camp this week. And so you may hear some noises in the background. That's kids playing and doing all kinds of things. But we are going to be doing this live. I mean, we're right on the remote on the site doing these things today. And so Pastor Bobby, it's glad to have you on the broadcast today. Tell us a little bit about your church and what God's doing.
Hey, Brother Philip, I appreciate you and your friendship over the years, and I'm very grateful to be here this week at youth camp. And like he said, my name is Pastor Bobby Smith, and I've been the pastor at Strange Creek Baptist Church for the last 2 years, and we're in Strange Creek, West Virginia, and I appreciate being able to be here this morning.
Yeah, man. Well, it's good to have you on the broadcast today. And so, Pastor Bobby, tell us a little bit about what's going on in your church right now. I know you told me that you had just miraculously come through some Bible school things. Tell me about some things that happened there at Vacation Bible School.
We love Vacation Bible School. We love young people, and anything we can do with young people, we just try to get on it. And so Vacation Bible School was absolutely wonderful this year. We have a small church, just a small country church out in the mountains of West Virginia. We run, 25 to 30 people, and we were able to see over 50 kids at Vacation Bible School come through. Yes. We had family night on Friday where we had a cookout. We had 89 people there. We had moms and dads, aunts, uncles, grandma, grandpa, kids, and we just had such a wonderful time at Vacation Bible School. Saw kids come out that were worried about coming to church, but we got a van going, and they were just all happy to ride the van to Vacation Bible School that week.
Amen. Pastor Bobby, we have had the privilege this week to lead some children to the Lord. Last night, once again, during the services, some kids responded to the move of the gospel and came forward and got saved by the grace of God. And one of those kids, kind of important to you, I want you to, we're not going to share any names over the air, but I want Pastor Bobby to tell us a little bit about what God is doing in the lives of some folk there in his church. Amen.
Yes, sir, Brother Philip. We had a young man just started coming to church during Vacation Bible School. He missed the first couple of nights. His sister had began riding with us, and she had loved coming on the van route with all the other kids. And we finally got him on Wednesday night to come, and he just absolutely loved it. Now, we got to understand, this is a boy that we were told by his mother, by his grandmother, by his aunt that introduced us to the family, that he would probably never come to church. And if we were ever to develop a relationship with him, it would take a long time. But we were able the first couple of nights to be able to talk with him a little bit. You see, just giving a little bit of background information, he and his sister just the year before had witnessed just such a tragedy. They watched their older sister get killed on a four-wheeler accident right in their front yard. And they've been dealing with the trauma. They're just 11 years old themselves, and so going through all of that, we can imagine the anxiety and the discouragement they've went through for the last year. And so we weren't sure what we were getting when those children would come on the route, what they would be like. They would never really look at you. They would just kind of keep down all the time and never really talk to you. But, to our surprise, he came to Vacation Bible School, absolutely loved it, asked if he could come to Sunday school. Obviously, we said absolutely. Came to Sunday school, came back the next Sunday school, and then said, "You guys are going to camp? I would like to go to camp too." And it blew our mind. This was a young man that said, "You'll probably never really actually get to talk to him." And he said, "Can I come to youth camp?" Amen. And so he got to be here this week. The Lord's doing such a great work in his heart. He is developing friendships, developing relationships with the other counselors and adults. And then last night, the Lord really broke his heart, and the Holy Spirit convicted him. And he came forward on the altar on his own. And Brother Philip and I were able to bring him out and share with him the gospel. Yes. And he got saved. And, man, we just praise the Lord for that. And then to top it all off, we go into the dorms last night, and we have our before bedtime devotional. And Brother Jeremy Raby was just bringing up opportunity for boys to ask questions or share any concerns that they had. And we have got a couple of young men that obviously are going to raise their hand, and they weren't bashful to say anything. But to our surprise, this young man raised his hand and said, "I have a couple of things that I'd like help with." And he, before all of those boys, before all of those preachers that were in that cabin, shared what the Lord had done in his life and a little bit about the incident with his sister. And he said, we think about that day from day to day. And he said, it really bothers us sometimes. He says, "How can I help from being bothered by that all the time and being sad from that all the time?" And it broke our heart, but it encouraged us at the same time, thinking that this was a young man that wouldn't even look you in the eye just a couple of weeks ago, But now he's willing to share these things with us. And what the Lord has given us an opportunity to do is to be able to really give this young man the help that he actually needs. Not just some person telling him, well, this is what's wrong with you. This is, you'll probably never really jump back from this or bounce back from that. And you're going to be dealing with this anxiety and this depression for the rest of your life. But we were actually able to give him the help he needed. And that was the encouraging part about this, Brother Philip.
Amen. What a blessing. I'm telling you right now, that's a miracle of the Lord. And I can personally say that I heard this young man kneel down beside a picnic table and call out to the Lord and ask the Lord Jesus Christ into his heart and become his personal Lord and Savior. What a blessing. That's a miracle of the Lord. Now, well, there's some things, Brother Bobby, we don't have but a couple more minutes left on the broadcast for the day, but we've been talking this week a little bit about some things that we have been seeing amongst young people, and we are talking about how that we're seeing depression. We're starting to see some signs of anxiety. A lot of these kids are talking about social anxiety. I mean, these are young kids, and I'm wondering, where are they hearing these terms? You know, who's telling them that they have this? You know, is this really something that they do have, or is this something that they diagnosed themselves with? How are they figuring these things out? Brother Bobby, I know that you've done some research a little bit about this subject. Can you talk to our radio listeners for just a moment about that?
Sure. I was introduced to this through my opportunities to work at a Christian school. And you think, well, Christian school, all those kids are doing well. No. These are the kids that are coming to me and saying, I have bipolar, I'm suffering from depression, I've got schizophrenia. And a lot of the problem goes back to the access they have to internet and where they are diagnosing themselves with these things. And so that's a lot of the problem. And then they're going to mom or dad that's saying that they have these problems, a pediatrician. I have a big problem with a lot of pediatricians asking them these questions and giving them these ideas, and they're putting these ideas in their head, sure. And they're saying, well, if you're sad or if you're discouraged about something, you have a disorder. Sure. And I just don't biblically believe that. Biblically, we all have a disorder, and that's a sin disorder, and that's where it goes back to. Sure. Depression is sorrow, guiltiness, and hopelessness. Sure. We received all three of those things in Genesis chapter 3. Every one of us suffers from sorrow, guilt, and hopelessness. Sure. And so it's our job to make sure these young people know that they don't have a disorder, they have a sin problem.
Right.
And hey, that we have an answer for.
Sure.
That we've got the Word of God for, and Jesus took care of that sin on the cross for us. And so we just need to have conversation with these young people to say, hey, I know that there's a God in heaven that loves you and that desires a relationship with you. And so we just need to get these young people connected to the Bible and get them away from the labels that this world has created for them.
Amen, preacher. We thank the Lord. Our time is slowly running, coming to an end. But some things that I've noticed this year at youth camp, I've noticed that it takes a little bit of time, two or three nights before they actually get plugged in and they start actually coming out of that box, that shell, and we're starting to see a totally different group now than we did when we first started this week. But I just want to thank you for tuning in today once again to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We hope that this has been a blessing to you. We are not doctors. We're nothing like that. But we are trying to see what we to see how that we can help these young people the best of our ability. And so I do appreciate you tuning in today. Hope the broadcast has been a blessing. We'll come back to you tomorrow and do a couple more of these interviews with some of our friends, our pastors, and to let you know what's going on in their lives. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at HooperscreekBaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.